A police dash cam shows Natasha Lencourt struggling against Officer George Gothner and him striking her during an arrest last year. The incident sparked a year-long series of reviews that found Gothner did not use excessive force. Lencourt's attorney Rick Gondick says they're suing Gothner, two other officers, and the city to see justice done.
We're asserting that the training is inadequate and the hiring, there should be a better vetting process for people that are working for the police department.
Superior Police Chief Nick Alexander says officers are trained on use of force at least once a year. The spokeswoman for the Wisconsin Department of Justice says officers are trained on use of force in the academy and departments are responsible for continued trainings. The city attorney declined to comment on the lawsuit. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior. State and local law enforcement reviews found Officer George Gothner did not use excessive force when he struck Natasha Lencourt during an arrest last year. Lencourt's attorney says the lawsuit alleges in part that the hiring process and training for Superior Police are inadequate. Superior Police Chief Nick Alexander says they're in compliance with state standards.
We obviously typically strive to be above what the state's minimum requirements are and offer additional training opportunities.
A spokeswoman for the Wisconsin DOJ says officers must complete 24 hours of recertification training each year, but that doesn't require training on use of force. On hiring, Superior Police candidates must go through written tests, interviews, background checks, drug, physical, and psychological screenings. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.